game, a big week for the Crows. They take on Sydney at Adelaide Oval, their first home game. The club's planned an exciting, entertaining day. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. It'll be 100% better if what?
They win.
They play well and they win, and one bloke will have a fair say in that. Is Hard Nut Matty Wright. He joins us now. Matt, thanks for your time.
G'day, thanks for having me.
How's the body? You pull up all right from that showdown?
Yeah, it was a pretty sort of tough collision. I'm sure they would have pulled up sore, and we definitely pulled up sore as well. And the first few days this week have been focused around recovery and ready to go for Sydney this week.
Physical's one. What about mental?
I mean, the crowd was loud, which is, you know, we enjoy playing in front of those sort of crowds. It was an electric sort of feeling out there during and before the game. So hopefully we can get another crowd like that this weekend, obviously with a few more Crows supporters, which would be nice, and we can use that to our advantage.
Matty, Zip 2 is probably not the ideal start of the season by any means. What's reality after two games?
I mean, it's not ideal. We'd obviously love to be 2-0 the other way around. But obviously it's still early days, and, you know, two games in, you know, it doesn't mean a whole lot in the context of the year, and we're looking forward to bouncing back this week with a stronger performance and going to 2-1.
What does that mean for you to bounce back? Is there a single focus for you? Do you narrow down all the things that you try and do and focus on one thing, or what's been the mindset of the group?
I suppose, as you know, it's tough to narrow, you know, a loss to one thing in footy these days. So there's a few things that come out of it. Probably we had some critical turnovers. We missed a lot of kicks by foot, and they you know, turned them over well and were able to score from them. So I suppose that's a simpler thing to do is hit your kicks and handles and, you know, the basic fundamentals which we pride ourselves on. We need to do a lot better. So that's probably just one thing that we can tidy up on, and if we do that, it'll go a long way to us beating Sydney.
There's a lot of positives to take from the two losses in that you didn't lose hope, you fought, you did hit the lead. From then on, a little bit square shape. How is the confidence of the group on that, Manny?
Yeah, we obviously haven't been able to get the results, and but like you said, we have hit the front late in games, so we know, you know, it's not a fitness, that's not an issue. And as a group, we're still, you know, very confident when we know what we're doing wrong. We've recognised that from the two game reviews that we've done, so we know what we need to do better. It's just a matter of now executing it for four quarters of footy.
What's your take on why the team's been fumbly and snatchy in both games, especially early, missing targets, and just making poor decisions under pressure? What's your take on all of that, Matt?
Well, probably your last point there, the poor decisions under pressure. As soon as one player, you know, tends to make one of them, then it's sort of a domino effect. It puts the next player under a bit of pressure, and then that person has to, you know, jack it forward or give a handball. It's not, you know, not exactly where you want it. So I think it's just a domino effect. As soon as it happens once, you know, it just sort of spreads real quickly. So we need, you know, obviously that first take to be better with the ball. And that way we can hit our runners out wide and use the ball better going forward.
I did like what Brent Riley said in the presser yesterday about playing more as a team. Just listen to this, Matty. We might drill down on it.
Oh, I think we just need to start playing for one another. You know, we need to start backing each other in and supporting each other, blocking, helping each other out, running to areas where you might not get the ball but someone else might get free. So the selfless running or the selfless play that we need to start doing for one another. Sometimes, you know, you get out there and you try to win the ball yourself and you sort of forget about sometimes your teammates. You're worrying about what you need to do yourself. So we need to start going out there and just looking after one another and playing as a team.
Yeah, that unrewarded running, the team aspects, picking each other up off the ground. We had a couple of callers even today say the first goal of the game, only one person high-fived that player. It can be manufactured, that team aspect of it. And, Matty, do you think it needs to lift from within?
Yeah, I think Rado hit the nail on the head. Very spot on. And the toughest thing for a footballer when, I suppose, the game's not going your way is you got that competitive instinct that just kicks in and you want to get the footy and you want to get it going your way and you want to be that player, but to do the team things, we probably need to play the structure and do the things that we know that's going to help us win the footy game instead of taking the game into our own hands and, you know, trying to break that tackle and get out and get the ball going our way. We just need to, like he mentioned, block for each other, help each other out, and do the team thing.
Still thinking you're trying to settle on your best 22? I mean, that looks like it's going to be work in progress for quite a few weeks, Matty.
Yes and no. I mean, any player that comes into the team, we've got pretty high standards and what we expect of them. If anyone's picked in the 22 on game day, you know, we know what we want from them and what they've got to do to hold their spot. So, yeah, there'll probably be a few challenges than there was last week. But whoever comes in and goes out, it's just got to do everything they can to help the team.
Such a fascinating game these days. Are you able, as a club and as a team, to divorce yourself from all the noise outside your football club? Because there's so much chatter and there's, you know, supporters, there's TV, there's media, everybody with a job to do and wanting a piece of the football pie. Is the footy club capable of just bunkering down and just focusing on yourselves and your 22 and your job at hand?
Yeah, like you said, there's so many different aspects outside of footy. You've got family and friends as well to add to that list. And, it's part of it. That's what makes the game so accessible.
Absolutely.
To everyone.
Yep.
Is that so? You know, you got to take that. That's part of the role. Inside the footy club, in the four walls, we've got our line coaches that we do a lot of work with, and they really narrow the focus for us. We probably don't read into what's spoken so much outside of that.
Yep.
We still take that on board, obviously, but our focuses are what come from the coaches, and that's our main priority game day.
Matty, you enjoying your footy at the moment?
Yeah, I am.
You look like you are.
Yeah, I enjoy. Pre-season's a tough slog, so when the games come around, you know you've done all the hard work. Nicky Poulos and the fitness staff have been fantastic this pre-season, so it's good to be able to play games. And obviously, not winning those first two games isn't ideal, but if we can turn that around this week, obviously it becomes a lot more enjoyable for everyone, including our supporters.
And did you lose a bit of weight as well, drop a few kilos? You look a little bit slimmer.
Yeah, it seems to be the common trend at the minute. Everyone's sort of dropping a couple of kgs to a couple of ground better. I'm no different. I dropped a couple over the summer. So that was one of the focuses going into the pre-season, and all able to do that. So, I feel good at the minute, which is nice. It's going to be a long year, no doubt. So we just got to focus on recovering week to week and being ready to go on before the bounce.
You enjoying your role in the team, getting to look after a couple of stars? I know the Stevie J one, you rolled off a couple, but you enjoy that part of the game where you get set a target or set a task to beat an opponent, and then, like you do very well, and you did against Geelong, work off and get your own seat?
Yeah, I do enjoy that challenge. You learn so much from playing, not only with some outstanding players, which we have in our team, but the better players from other teams as well. You tend to pick up a few of their little tricks that they've got, and I find if you pay close attention to them, they drag you to the footy anyway. And then being able to work off them is, you know, a part of us as a midfield group wanting to play with that attacking and defensive balance. I'm really enjoying my footy at the minute, and we'll obviously enjoy it a bit more if we can start winning a few more games.
Sydney come to town. Traditionally, the Crows play Sydney. It's a bash-a-thon. This one looks like it's going to be no different because they need a win as much as you blokes do.
Yeah, I suppose both sides are desperate for a win now. They haven't had the start that they're after as we haven't either. So everyone knows the type of brand that Sydney are going to play on game day, so we've got to be prepared for that and embrace it and take it right to them and hopefully get a good result.
Hey, Matty, when you play Sydney in a team like that that comes off a zip two and they haven't won a game and haven't played at their best, do you plan for them to be at their best, or do you plan to take advantage of them when they're not at their best? It'd be an interesting insight to know how you're thinking Sydney are going to come to Adelaide.
Yeah, I don't think it changes too much, to be honest, whether they've won 10 on the trot or lost a couple in a row. Everyone knows the type of brand of footy that Sydney play,
yep.
And they've done it so well for a number of years now, so we definitely respect what they can bring to the table. But having said that, we've got to play our brand of footy, and we've got evidence that if we do that, then we can get a good result and play some good, exciting footy and get the 4 points.
Your record against them the last 3 or 4 years, in actual fact, over the journey of the Crows' history, has been great. They're always tight games, stopping Sydney's run, I think, from half-back with McVeigh and Shaw and Malcheski, that exit ball through Jeddah and Hannabury. We haven't even talked about Buddy, and then their contested ball winning hard inside middies. What's the key to beating them? Oh, I reckon I know what you're going to say, and it's, it rhymes with contested ball.
you could probably name another 10 players to that list as well.
Oh,
they've, they've got a fantastic squad, and their contested ball, on an average over the last probably 5 or 6 years, if not longer, probably have been, you know, the benchmark. And that's when we're playing our best footy, to be honest, is when we're winning that inside footy and we can get it to our outside runners and really try and expose sides that way with our hard running. So definitely contested ball. The stoppages is going to be a clear focus this week, and if we can get that right, it'll go a long way to us winning.
I watched your last game last year against them, and they smoked us, actually, and I thought the difference between the two teams was they nailed you guys in a tackle when you won a stoppage, but then they broke your tackle and got it on the outside and scunned you when they didn't. Inside tackling, and again, I still see the slight problem, Matty. I think you do it very well, but not enough of you do. Just nailing that first inside tackle, wrapping your opponent's arms up so they don't draw other Crows in and scun you on the outside. Super important, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't afford these days to get two players to go to one to make a tackle because the players are just too good now. They can get their arms free and find a target even if they're on the way to the ground. So we've got to pin the arms in the tackles this week and make sure that one person tackling gets the job done and then we cut off the receivers. If we can do that, then hopefully we can get the ball going our way and you know, they won't be able to set up quick enough and we can expose them that way. So yeah, definitely we need to be stronger in the tackle, as in making the tackle. And then when they're tackling us, we need to embrace it and really look forward to them hitting us so we can, you know, get the ball out.
Sold out. It's Crows v Sydney. We've still got doubles to give away. We'll do it all week. How excited is it? Just paint a picture as a player, because this is a huge, huge game. Forget win, loss and all that sort of stuff. The build-up and the excitement of the pre-match, and has the club spoken to you about little things they're going to do? And maybe you could share some of that with us, Matty?
Yeah, well, the club hasn't spoken to us too much about what's going to go on off-field at the minute. I did just hear before I come on the show that it's going to be a sellout, so
the players
will no doubt be pumped for that. So I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic day. The off-field people do a fantastic job with their pre-game and post-game entertainment, so that'll be brilliant, no doubt. But we, as players, unfortunately, you miss out on that. All that sort of buzz, we're just going to get to the ground and it's a fantastic ground to play on. You obviously seen it on the weekend, the picturesque sort of stadium, and no doubt one of the world's best. So we're looking forward to playing there in front of a sellout crowd against a great opposition and getting the job done.
And we had Rory on yesterday, had his captain's hat on. I said, I bet you wish Tippo was playing, and he snapped at me, didn't he, Bone? He said, move on, that was a year ago. Matty, please tell me you wanted him to play and you wanted to knock him.
It doesn't matter if someone else is playing in his position, it'd be the same sort of feeling for that player as well. So we definitely respect what they're capable of and how good they've been, but we need to get back to being about us again, I think, and this weekend's a fantastic opportunity for that.
Hey Matty, quick update on Brad Crouch before we let you go.
Yeah, he's at home at the minute with his feet up on the couch, so not ideal for him, poor Vaga. He'll no doubt do his rehab, and I think they've got him out for 6 weeks at the minute, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a bit quicker than that, knowing him. Very disappointing for obviously himself, the playing group, and all the fans as well, because he's a fantastic player, and we're a better team with him inside.
Might be good for his brother, though.
We'll
see.
Not up to me, but he's been fantastic footy in the twos, so no doubt he'll be putting his hand up, knowing him, and if he gets the opportunity, I'm sure he'll be fantastic.
Well, Matty, well done, mate. An exciting day, a huge game. I know the Crows will find a way to win. Keep up your form. We just love how you go about your footy. You're a super competitive fella, and mate, all the best on Saturday.
Beautiful. Thanks very much for having me on the show. And, we look forward to putting on a better performance this week and coming away with a win.
Well done, mate. And Crows membership with Adelaide Oval match access. It starts from just $85. You can get on board for 2014. You can still do it, the19thman.com.au. And it is an exciting day. A lot of people talking Matt Crouch, and I've watched his every game he's played in the SANFL, and he can draw the ball, find the
Absolutely.
Ball.
Absolutely.
No question. Whether he jumps over a Jared Lyon again for me for a similar role with a one-for-one for his brother, not too sure. But, you know, one player that no one's mentioning, and I hope he's considered, and I'm sure he will, and I was talking about the exit ball with Jetta and Hannaby with their speed.
Yep.
Talking about McVay, Shaw and Malcheski, how they run and swarm from halfback. Is Jared Petrenko. There's three jobs right there for him.
Not convinced yet. Not quite sure this is the game for him. I understand what you're saying. And they've got to make some moves.
Got speed, pace, can tackle, strong body.
Yeah.
Closes them down.
Just want to
Mate,
see
you're going to
make...
close down McVay, Shaw and Malcheski. You yeah. can't have them running around like unregistered dogs. I watched their game last week, Sydney. Jetta and Hannaby, they used him as that exit ball on the outside of the halfback. Look, you can't tag everybody. But, you know, McKay will get a job straight off the bat like he did with Polak from the first bounce. They plan right, select right, play right, they win.
Yeah, I'm just not sure if they need to... Jared Petrenko got something to really offer. It needs to hit the scoreboard the other way for mine. So I think any player that's got that negating role, maybe Sam Kerridge as well, needs to also be a target and hit the goal score at the other end.
Matty Wright, our guest.